Compressor terminal C, S, R and how to ohm them out. How to identify the common. Start and run terminals on a single phase compressor and ohm the windings to confirm they're healthy, including the resistance relationship that tells you which terminal is which. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A single phase compressor has three terminals, common C, start S and run R. Inside are two windings, the run main winding and the start auxiliary winding, that share the common terminal. Being able to identify the three terminals and own the windings is a core compressor diagnostic. It tells you whether the motor is electrically hold before you blame the charge, the metering device, or anything else. If the windings are bad, nothing else matters. How it works, the two windings join at common. The run winding goes from C to R, and the start winding goes from C to S. The run winding is heavier gauge with fewer turns, so it has the lowest resistance. The start winding is finer wire with more turns, so it has higher resistance. The reading from S to R is the two windings in series, so it's the sum of the other two, and it's the highest of the three. That relationship is how you identify unmarked terminals, measure all three pairs, and the math sorts them out. The largest reading is across SR start plus run in series. Are the remaining two readings. The smaller is CR run winding and the larger is CS start winding. The terminal common to both of the smaller readings is C. In the field, set up, lock out the disconnect, discharge the run slash start capacitors, and pull the wires off all three compressor terminals so you're reading only the windings. Set your meter to ohms a low resistance range. A meter that resolves tenths of an ohm is ideal. Identify the terminals. Measure all three combinations, terminal to terminal three ways. Apply the rule above. Highest reading equals the S-R pair, so the terminal not in that pair is common. Of the two readings that include common, the lower one is CR and the higher is CS. That confirms R lower and S higher. Then verify against the factory markings or the wiring diagram, if present. Confirm the windings are good. The three readings should be sensible low ohm values, and CR plus CS should roughly equal SR. If that addition holds, the windings are continuous and balanced. Check each terminal to the compressor shell slash ground. This is the ground test covered fully in its own article. You want infinite resistance OL to ground. Normal values and targets. Run winding CR, the lowest of the three readings, often in the low single-digit ohms to low tens of ohms depending on compressor size. Bigger compressors read lower. Start winding CS, higher than CR. SR, the highest reading, approximately equal to CR plus CS. The addition check. CR plus CS about SR within measurement tolerance. If it's way off, suspect a reading error or an internal fault. Terminal to shell ground. Infinite slash OL. Any continuity to ground is a grounded compressor. Exact ohm values vary widely by model. The relationship between the three readings is the reliable tell, not a universal number. Common faults and what they mean. One pair reads OL open to an open winding. The compressor is electrically failed open start or open run. CR plus CS does not add up to SR to bad reading, wrong terminals, or shorted turns inside a winding. Any terminal reads continuity to the shell to grounded compressor, condemn it. All three read 0 ohms to each other to shorted windings, condemn it. Readings look fine cold, but the compressor trips on overload when running to could be an internal overload open from heat, mechanical, or high amp condition. Windings being okay cold doesn't clear a hot failure. Tech tips and gotchas. The add up rule CR plus CS about SR is your friend on an unmarked terminal block. It both identifies the terminals and sanity checks the windings in one set of measurements. If the numbers don't add up, stop and recheck before condemning. A fat lead or a bad probe contact throws low ohm readings off. A compressor that's hot from a recent trip may show an open reading because the internal overload line break protector has opened, not because a winding is bad. Let it cool and retest before you condemn it. Many open winding calls are just a tripped internal overload that resets when it cools. Use a meter that reads down to tenths of an ohm on these. Compressor windings are low resistance, and a cheap meter that only resolves whole ohms can't tell a good run winding from a slightly off one. Test touch your leads together first to know your lead resistance and subtract it. Always pull all three wires before ohming. Leave them connected and you're reading the capacitor, the contactor, and any start gear in parallel with the windings. Garbage in, wrong diagnosis out. Safety slash code notes. Discharge both capacitors and lock out at the disconnect required within sight per NEC article 440 before touching the terminals. Never apply power with the terminal cover off and never bump start a compressor at the terminals without proper protection. A shorted terminal can arc violently. If a terminal looks burnt or has blown out, treat the compressor as failed and inspect for a terminal venting hazard before re-energizing anything.